If you have any doubt on which side in the country is dangerous, both sides could be dangerous, but there is one side of the political debate that has an actual active revolutionary army, and that is the left. And we are seeing it. Earlier I played in the podcast the words of Chuck Schumer, who I guess he's trying to prove that he's manly or something, but he is talking about we are targeting Republicans in their own areas, which goes to some. He might just mean, like Sarah Palin meant, we're targeting, you know, through political process. But there's too many people on the left that are actually targeting. And let me give you this. A website called DogeQuest has published the personal information of Tesla owners nationwide in an apparent bid to shame and also intimidate them because they're saying you're a supporter of Doge, and because you bought a car, maybe you bought it because, you know, you believed in global warming. I don't think you were probably on the Trump train, but okay. The site called DogeQuest reveals all of this information. The operators, who also posted the exact locations of Tesla dealerships, said they will remove identifying information about Tesla drivers only if they provide proof that they sold their electric vehicles. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds like the very definition of terrorism. People have been doxxed, and there's something else that is happening, and that is people sending in SWAT teams. It's called swatting. Let me just show you a montage here of some of the people that are being swatted. Look.
Swatting against conservatives. We told you yesterday about Texas radio host Joe Pags being swatted.
This morning, a growing number of conservative influencers are getting targeted by swatters.
They were so urgent in getting the police to break down my door and possibly kill me in my doorway. They told them, I heard this on the scanner traffic, that he's bleeding out upstairs. Please hurry and get inside.
When I walked up to the door, he was pointing a gun at me, you know?
We did just get swatted. The officer said they received a phone call that somebody murdered somebody in the house and was planning a suicide by cop.
Conservative podcaster Nick Sorter also posted, both my dad and my sister were swatted tonight, a dozen cops attempting to kick my dad's door in at gunpoint.
We received a phone call here. Yes, sir.
Just a few hours ago, InfoWars reporter and anchor Owen Schroyer was swatted at his home.
And then most recently, Juanita Broderick posted, well, I just got swatted. About 10 police and SWAT teams showed up. They said the caller said there were two masked men and people inside that had been shot.
This is terrorism. And those people who are making these calls should go to prison for a very, very, very long time. Luckily, I know my sheriff in Fort Worth County. I know the guy who is protecting me and my neighbors. I know who he is, and he knows who I am, which Sheriff Wayborn, welcome to the program. That is the first key, is it not?
That is the first key. Relationships are always very, very helpful in these situations.
So, as we are sitting here, and I didn't mean Fort Worth, Tarrant County. When we are sitting here and you're seeing things like this happening, what does that mean to you and how you have to behave and what you're walking into?
Right. Is that, you know, when they get these urgent calls, they have got to respond. They got to be ready to go as far as law enforcement in case it is real. Now, I will tell you that especially in the greater Fort Worth area and the surrounding suburbs, we're very well aware of it. And there's been several of these.
And in this area?
In this area. Over the last year, there's probably been, you know, 15 or 16 cases.
You're kidding me.
No. And I will tell you, they all turned out good. You know, far as law enforcement's in a reaction, nothing went wrong where somebody got hurt because I think we've got some great law enforcement.
Uh-huh.
And but when they're rolling toward that, I mean, the intel starts at the moment that the 911 phone is listening and the dispatchers are trained to listen for different clues about what might be going on there, and they're passing it on. And then we have other intelligence, which I won't make public.
Yeah, sure.
But we're trying to do that. Now, we're you know, there's some preventative things that we need help from the homeowner.
Okay, like?
Well, one is, let's hide your information, because a lot of this is coming over the gaming systems. Is really big. That's like 95% of the gaming systems, where you don't know who you're gaming with, but they know who you are. So we've got to protect your identity. We've got to protect your privacy and try to block all things that show who you are. And maybe some double stuff where you have code words or stuff. Yes. So you know who yes. you're dealing with.
I tell you, the gaming systems are terrifying. My yes. my son... he was being groomed for this pedophile, and luckily we found out about it. And the FBI came into the house, and they took the gaming system, and they said, it's all happening through the gaming system.
That's right.
Luckily, the gaming system has a record, and so it's recording everything. Have you found, or can we find these people? How come we can't find... Does it triangulate the phone if you're on a cell phone and you're someplace and you're calling it into 911? Can we find these people?
Sometimes we can find these people. We're finding some of these people are overseas. They're not even here in the United States. But we go after them, if you'll pardon the term, with the gusto of a hound dog, using all resources, both federal, state, and local resources, to try to locate them and find out who they are. And when we get our hands on them, we're going to prosecute them for the felony that they've committed.
And... what are you hearing from Pam Bondi and the federal?
Well, ironically, I talked to her this morning, but you know, we didn't get to discuss this, but she is absolutely on board of prosecuting people federally if at all possible. That's just the temperament of who our attorney general is.
Yeah. I want to ask you, because I don't know Pam. I mean, I've met Pam, but I don't know her. Yeah. I'm a little concerned that... You know, like the Epstein thing, I'm hoping, and maybe you can help me on this, I'm hoping that she said, wait, we're not releasing these things right now because we have internal cleanup to do. And we're also building cases against these people. And no, we want to release it when we can say, and we're prosecuting. Do you think that's her approach?
I think that's absolutely probably her approach. She is a very, very smart woman and a great prosecutor. And so she's doing the cleanup, as you say. And I think that she is watching very carefully what she can and can't do.
What is the difference between the last administration and this administration?
Well,
my
position is that the cartel is being shut down. And, you know, I visited with the director of DPS last week, and they're averaging a little less than 200 crossings a day on the entire Texas border. And, you know, last year at this time, you know, we were talking 15,000 a day.
Yes, yes.
So that's absolutely the first thing that I would say is that is happening. But also that the administration's coming alongside of us in some other areas, like, you know, THC, the THC products that are such a threat to our kids these days, is they're coming alongside of us as Texas is trying to pass laws, and we're trying to absolutely curb that issue.
You know, I look at what's happening in Mexico with these cartels, and I would think, putting myself in the shoes of a Mexican, I would think to myself, I can't say anything about these cartels. I know people who have run against and said they're going to clean it up, and they're dead, and their family is dead. I want this to happen, but I can't really say anything, and my government is in bed with it. I think the Mexican people, the average Mexican person, if we go in and say, okay, Mexico, you didn't do anything about it, and we're killing them all, I think they will turn and say, you know what, let's go concentrate on some other market, not in America, because they're serious about it. Right. And I think the Mexican people would be happy. I know I would be.
Absolutely.
Be thrilled. Is that your take?
That is absolutely my take. And I know just last week, unfortunately, they lost five Mexican National Guardsmen who were ambushed and killed by the cartel just a few days ago. So they're fighting back, and they're trying to do some things. But as we know, that government, you know, I've said this publicly, is I don't trust them. I'd like
shouldn't.
You know, we need to see what they're trying to do, and hopefully they'll stand up, because the cartel has done so much damage to this country.
Are they capable? Every time somebody stands up, they're dead.
They're dead.
So are they capable of standing up as you know, politicians or even a group of politicians? Because that's a death sentence for them.
That is a death sentence. You know, I agree with you, is that I've said over a year ago, says, what would you like to happen when a conservative president comes in? And I said, on about day 15 or 20, that the cartel's woken up by the 82nd Airborne. And I think that we go in and clean them out would be best for everybody.
You think that's coming?
I don't know, because our president is unpredictable.
Yeah, I know.
And but he has labeled them terrorists, so they're on notice. And I think anything is possible. And if I was a cartel leader, I might say, okay, guys, we're closing shop,
mm-hmm.
and we're moving,
mm-hmm.
and where are we going?
Yeah.
I
think, you know, the pushback on sending somebody in is that, well, they're just going to retaliate in our cities. You retaliate in our cities, and then it gets much worse for you. I think if we just take out a few families, the kingpins,
that's right,
and it all happens overnight so fast, everybody wakes up and goes, oh my gosh, I really do think they won't retaliate. They will turn their attention someplace else. Why risk that?
Absolutely.
America's serious.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%, because cartel isn't in the business to be at war with America.
Right.
They're in business to sell things.
Right.
And if it's not working out, you go to a different place. So I agree with you. I think that if we hit, you know, took out a few of the kingpins, few of the leadership, I think that would do it.
Are you concerned? We were just talking about swatting. Are you concerned about, have we had any Tesla attacks or anything?
We haven't had none that I know of in Tarrant County.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Used to be the conservative county in Texas, but it certainly isn't anymore. Boy, we're on a razor's edge. I'm really, truly worried, especially with Hollywood coming in. I'm very worried that we could lose Texas. People in Texas who grew up here in Texas, spent their whole life in Texas, and are not paying attention. They think Texas will always be Texas. It's on a knife's edge.
We need to always be on our game. We need to always be working and spreading our conservative values and educating the public as best we can.
Sheriff, always good to see you.
It's good to see you,
my
friend.
Best to your family. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet. Sheriff Bill Wayborn. A sheriff that if you don't have one like him, you should get one. You know exactly. You don't mind me sharing, Sheriff, before you leave. I asked him at one point, what happens if the federal government comes in and starts taking citizens' guns? And he said, well, if I may quote you, all my deputies need guns, and I just have to deputize everybody in the county. I just love that. I love that. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.